Hello and welcome to the Dipsocast. My name is Martin Wolfenden. You may have heard me on the Dipsocast, being drunk on the Dipsocast. I normally don't do introductions to this because we do them within the Dipsocast itself. It is a self-contained format that could be sold to any television network or radio station if they're mentally ill. I'm recording this under my duvet, by the way. It's very nice. I think that's a bit spunk. Just a sec. I don't think that's going to come out. Might need some vim. Anyway, yes, as I say, we don't normally do the introductions. But what happened is we were up in the McCuntleth Comedy Festival. When I say we, I mean me and my friend Andy, of course, you will be familiar with from the Wilson and Wolfenden podcast, the Dab and Tench podcast, the Brain Jam podcast, and the Gentleman's Review podcasts. Yeah, we do too many podcasts. Must cut some down. Might have to have a call at some point. Can't think of which one to get rid of, though. They're all like my children. I love them all so much. Anyway, while we were up there, we bumped into our friend Michael Legg. And we're all very fond of Michael Legg, and we love him very much. And we went to see his show, and then we had a drink afterwards. Lizzie Roper was there, and she bought me a lovely type of cider called Naughty Horsey, which was 9%. I didn't realise that. It very strong cider. And then some other famous people turned up who knew Michael, not us, of course. I drank more of this particularly strong cider, realising I'd made a mistake by about the fourth pint of it. And then we kind of went off to a pub and we got into a lock-in. I love a lock-in. They don't happen very often these days, simply because, you know, publicans are frightened of losing their licences, but the good people of McCuntleth are fearless in this regard. I tried initially to record a stand-up podcast where I put the recorder on the table, but I forgot to press record. And then I did press record, and it turns out the batteries had run down. Oh, God. I put the batteries in, and this is what we recorded. It was basically three blokes and some locals in this pub talking. There were dogs, there was free beer, and I fell madly and deeply in love with McCuntleth. It was a bloody wonderful evening, which is why I'm just letting it stand alone and not editing it. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Good boy. Oh. Good boy!
Oh,
no, good boy!
You know
that I no? Do you want to come up? Come on!
Oh,
come on.
Look at
come
how.
Hi, Bailey.
This
good
is
boy.
Wilson and Wolfenden.
Yes.
Wilson and Wolfenden.
Fuck it is.
It's
evidence of me being Dr. Doolittle.
This is the vitriol of the podcast.
See, he knows. That's why he's back, because he knows he only has three of them.
Oh, look at them. Look at their little faces.
Anyway, I'm going to read from the comments.
Please do. What
hey.
Is it?
Hello.
Oh, a little snort there.
You're... do you not understand?
They're busy for your barking.
Can I just say, hello. I washed my hands of this entire thing. I mean, we're all embarrassed of it. Can I just hang out with the dogs?
Dogs are so...
Rocco, what are you doing?
Rocco! Is that his... Oh, amazing name.
Rocco's modern life.
This dog that's at the, campsite that's for, you know... No offence. Celebrities. Do you know what I mean?
Our place.
No.
Wankers.
No. Yeah, it's for wankers. Yeah, you know the campsite for wankers.
I've got a television series.
But there's a dog that basically, it's the only security the campsite has. This dog, and I'm saying to him, the dog acts like it's got sleeves. It's like, what? And it's exactly like Rocco, there's part of you that feels a bit all right when it comes up to you, but at the same time, it's in no way a scary dog, but it kind of looks like it is.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
He's obviously he's a Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
Oh, exactly. I'm gorgeous.
Staffordshire softy.
And oh, look at you.
How are you doing?
He's like, John, I'm being really silly, and I'm not sure I can go back on it now. Because I've backed them.
Well,
here's a little.
Well, no, Rocco's still looking.
You're bloody lovely, you are.
Get the beer in.
Do you want it? No?
Alright,
well,
that's fine.
I'm not sure, is
he? No, I think you've got the boss.
It's really weird because I always say that most of us here are Dougie people.
Yeah.
And attract dogs.
Mm.
God,
but we've now got a challenge on our hands.
So fucking attract. Is this what we're admitting to? We're attracted to dogs.
We're attracted to dogs.
Yeah.
We now need to make dogs attracted to us.
All good dogs go to heaven and back, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. There's one dog here who is not attracted to us. We need to make that dog attracted to us.
Stand off it.
How are we going to do
it? This is kind of like Top Gear for dogs.
Yes.
Like, we really have to.
A little dog. Look at their faces.
No, they're lovely.
Imagine. Little white helmet, the staff.
My ex used to call me.
Oh, Bailey, you're in the way.
Get out the way, babe.
Oh, Bailey.
Oh.
Sit.
Bailey.
Sit.
God, he's such a good dog, though, isn't he?
Yeah. Dog.
Yeah.
Now, Bailey, I mean, as well. I mean, he's such a good dog.
Mm. He's had a long couple of days.
Yeah.
Oh, bless.
We've had a long couple of days in the bar, so.
Exactly, yeah.
Although
yeah.
He hasn't chewed anything.
He hasn't chewed Josh Whittigan. Not yet!
Let's face it, we've all chewed Josh Whittigan.
Really? To be fair.
Who wants to chew Josh Whittigan?
This is the first Golden Lab ever that I know who's actually chewed through a bottle of port.
Whoa!
Well, he didn't.
Oh, and that he sits.
Yeah, well, he didn't. Quite
when you're a legend, you know you're a legend.
He chewed the top off him.
Yeah.
And then I got hold of him. Well, John got hold of it before he drank him. He said, "Listen, boss, you're under 18."
Oh, brilliant, man!
It was my own fault. I left it on the stairs.
Yeah.
We don't do that, do we? We all chew through a bottle of water or something.
I am quite pathetic about my dog. I mean, I can be away from my dog for like one day and already I miss her, and just it's terrible. And if I see another dog, I have to, like, you know, sort of lick its eye.
Hello.
Yeah.
If I leave my dog behind,
yeah.
I'm like, every time I see another dog, I'm like really excited.
Hello, Bailey.
You're
Bailey.
Close,
Bailey.
Like,
do you want to come on?
You don't need to.
Yay!
Yes.
Look at you, good dog.
Are you
arrested?
You
are. Hey? We're doing alright.
Hello?
Different sort of dog.
Oh, look at the face.
Hey,
look.
Do you want to come up?
Come
on. Do you want to come up?
It's like, I don't really want to.
There's something utterly adorable about.
Don't worry, I'm not going to give you eye contact.
No.
Come on, if you want.
Now he's like,
Rocco's flat out in the middle of it.
It's a tat, isn't it?
It's a brilliant podcast for dog lovers. Which I am one. We are going to be here for ages until we get to the point that this lovely hound.
Oh no.
Oh,
come on, it's a festival. You know.
Josh,
how many blokes are jealous that the dogs?
This is the Josh Whittigan podcast.
Hello. Bailey.
Oh, why aren't you sociable?
Oh, look at that.
Well, it's tough, isn't it?
Yeah, like,
Bailey, do you want to give me.
Oh,
I know.
That's so sweet.
Oh, I
love it.
I'm getting all the direction here. Oh, yes.
Hello, Bailey. Bailey.
And the iPad is taking
it's
a
good
hit.
Boy.
Because it got to be heated.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Really,
what do you mean by that?
It is interesting, though, that.
What, like a physical or a fluid?
Bailey won't conscious, but he will sit for us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
If he actually.
Oh.
Yes.
On Skype.
There we
yes.
go.
That's bad.
He broke the iPad.
He's broke the iPad with cum.
Bailey.
That's disgusting.
No,
that's
fun. Someone broke an iPad with cum.
What?
I'm gonna break an iPad.
With cum. Worst David Blaine trick ever. But at the same time. Same time. Best David Blaine trick
yeah.
ever. Yeah.
I'm gonna hover.
Who broke an iPad with cum?
I'm not sure we could say that because there's a red light on that.
Oh, Josie Long.
Oh, bound to be.
She's always breaking iPads with cum.
Yeah. Fucking hell. Well, her cum is like glass.
It
I mean,
is.
Nice. It's like diamond.
You know that scene from The Omen where David Warner gets his head chopped off? That is just
yeah.
as long as cum. Whizzing across.
A lot of people
go.
Don't know
who,
that.
Mouth it to us silently.
So he didn't have head.
Hello.
He's in
the
safe zone under the table.
Oh, mate. Hello. No, you can come up if you want.
You are breaking
so
up.
If you want.
Yourself a friend abroad, Thailand.
Oh, hello. Is that what you mean? Oh,
yeah,
right.
He's bought himself an iPad, which may or may not now be broke.
I guess. Yeah, I can see how that would break an iPad with cum.
Yeah.
All
go.
Those children out there.
Bailey, I like you sniffing
I'm
my
not
leg.
Really, I need. Hang on. I need clarification of.
Good boy.
What are you
going to
do with it?
Okay,
so
he's talking to the camera.
Well, it wasn't necessarily
talking.
I know. Yeah.
It's a fairly sealed unit. You must have really. It must have had some pace on it.
He's talking to the camera. He must have jetsoned it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it
a 3D
there,
camera?
Would you? Look, well, he might be going, look.
To be fair,
it's
not.
No, he'd have to do it one
hand. They're not heavy.
There's only one way to find out, and that's to do it.
Well, I'm lacking the instrument, so.
John, you're in.
So maybe.
Yeah.
Do you know what?
I was so excited he dropped it.
Oh,
I think
amazing.
That.
Oh, absolutely.
How innocent of you.
Hey, Bailey. Hello, Bailey.
Oh,
he's a good boy. Sit.
Oh, wow. All the traditional.
I think it's you.
Yeah.
It is. All the traditional.
Sorry,
of,
it's
yeah,
him.
It's me.
I'm sorry.
This is the first time it's happened to me. I feel like an impotent man. It's like,
this never usually happens.
No,
I'm so embarrassed.
But you've always been an impotent man. It's the first time you've felt like one.
Yeah. I've never known a dog not like me. It's a horror. There must be some sort of psychological problem.
Yes? Yes?
Oh, God.
It's your turn to serve.
I will do.
Might
be.
Oh. I want to know what's going on over here with the...
So the third beam locator.
He just pointed out his glasses. Your violin training kicked in, and I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah.
Does that work with everything if you point to it?
No.
So how'd you get into a locket? Better podcast. How'd you get thrown out? Tom Baker impressions.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are things that I didn't know
See,
we've got a challenge now. We have to make that dog like us before we leave today.
I'm not kidding you. That's all I can think about.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Here's the thing. When you come to any sort of festival, it's not even festivals. Anything to do with comedy as an overwhelming unit, if you like.
Yeah.
All you want to do is go, who's going to see me? What do I have to do? But now I couldn't give a shit about it. I just want Bailey to like me. That's yeah. I literally couldn't give a fat fuck about anything that happens at this weekend compared to this dog not even liking me, going, all right.
Yeah.
If I get all right from this, that is way better than a standing ovation will ever be.
I'm gonna take the first pass. I'm gonna take my jacket off.
Oh.
I'd love one if there's one going. Carl's been right pleased. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
He's gone away.
Yeah, I think it's gonna have to be ham.
But also,
he loves ham.
Oh my god, have you seen the beginning of the image?
But also, like, I mean, if there was an agreement between me and Bailey, and Bailey just went, man, I'm gonna have my space and you have yours.
Yeah.
That to me is also a win.
Yeah.
That to me is also a win.
Yeah.
It's like, well, Bailey and I have discussed it, but I'm not sure we've discussed
who's
it.
Having beer?
Oh. I like your terms.
Thank you.
Oh.
Thank.
Carling.
This is honestly the greatest and only lock-in I've ever been in.
Greatest and only.
Yeah.
Well, put it this way. There's beer. There's
I've been in so many lockouts. This is... look at him. He's so good. He's so much of grabbing. Exactly, and then I do that voice, and that freaks him out.
I'm going to have to try and demean myself now. I do apologise. I'm going to have to go on my hands and
knees. He is really gorgeous, isn't he?
Yeah.
He is a good-looking
guy. Incredible.
And the other bonus is that he doesn't know me, right?
Yeah.
And he's picking up all this stuff off him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that. Whoa.
Hang on, you licked his
hand. It's like I lick your hand and I'll bark at you.
You've just been a dick. Way! What's the
Is it bitter? Yeah, I
know. Yes, I think it's probably the hobgoblin.
Hobgoblin, yes, please.
Good on you, Martin.
I'm now just
are you so keen to get Bailey to like you that you're going to do that?
Yeah.
As a gay guy, I'm not too sure.
And
I was talking about Bailey.
I've essentially just used David Attenborough as an example. If you want to get on with an animal, just demean yourself.
If you're going to talk about David Attenborough, don't do an impression of Melvin Bragg, alright?
Well, I'm here with a lovely dog.
Well, welcome to the South Bank Nature Show. Holy Christ, Martin, all right. Don't take... You've been taking heaven and back.
How much is it?
What
was
it?
Thank you. Greatest day of our lives. You do know that, don't you? Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Just give him two.
More normal.
But to be fair, isn't that amazing? God, I love that. I'm slightly jealous of Martin. Bailey. Bailey, you're gorgeous.
Bailey.
And again. Well. All right.
Bailey, do you think maybe you
can...
Oh.
What? Oh, Martin, you've... You've literally won this festival.
Yeah.
Look at that cock and balls. And look at the dog.
Okay.
This is why it's called knowing what
Ruggo, like. Attack them both. Destroy them. What? Holy shit.
This is what he's normally like.
Yeah.
Your gorilla documentary, don't get me wrong, Martin. It's
Dogs work.
Well, it's just the money the BBC have now. Anyway, this is a gorilla documentary. What, you couldn't afford gorillas?
No.
We couldn't afford Attenborough.
We couldn't afford gorillas. Yeah. You see, dogs are brilliant because if they don't trust you, you have to demean yourself to them. And that's what I've just done.
Yeah.
Hey, sure. Bailey.
Oh.
I'm very impressed.
What's that?
I mean,
I'm very impressive.
He's clearly now lost his virginity, but
again.
But I'm impressed.
Oh, magic beer.
Oh, beers.
What have you got in here? Come here. Give it here. Nope, it's gone.
It's a great image. I've been licked by a dog. I have beer.
Who have you had in here then? Over the last couple of days? Yeah. I heard he was in here for ages. Mm. But, yeah.
Shh.
Yeah.
No, they told
we're
me
having
to
tell her that she here bought take out here.
We don't have anybody else this year, have we? We had Nick Helm last year. Everybody was very excited about this, but I don't think he's funny, so I'm...
Alright. No, that's totally fine.
Yeah,
to be fair, yesterday was manic, and we couldn't have anybody, to be fair.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I mean, comedians all look the same, anyway. Yeah.
You're all Russells, aren't you?
Yeah, we're all Russells.
And we don't tend to get,
Bailey,
we
come
don't
on.
Get
yeah.
a lot over here because
I have
Bailey,
Ed, Ed
no,
on
no,
Twitter,
I'm not
so
having a go.
Try and come in.
All right.
I even offered him free beer,
and you didn't do it. What an idiot!
Well, we went to the showcase and he picked him out the crowd.
Yeah.
So he obviously got a plug in about the pub.
Oh, good
so
boy,
we like,
good boy.
Oh,
I have actually lost the dog's respect. Look,
yeah.
Look what
but
happens when I try and ignores
me.
Completely ignores me. Because
we,
I
really we don't get many, to be fair.
Yeah, because it's not like you're the leader of the pack. You
no,
you wouldn't
no,
have done
no,
that.
No,
if
no,
you
no I have basically bitched myself out.
Oh,
just
baby.
We used to get a lot when it first started. There's so much down there now.
Good boy.
There's a lot like in the tent and that. So they tend to just... And a lot of them stay in the Wednesday. Because a lot of the locals and the festival goers don't go in there, they tend to...
Tony Law not been in here?
Awesome.
Tony Law might be here. You might want to check.
He's hiding somewhere.
Yeah,
no, we don't get many.
I think he's outside.
Do you
want to
come up? Do you want to come up, Bailey?
Really does.
He's coming up.
Bailey, you might get away with this actually, because he now throws that to Michael. He's my boss.
Come on.
Good boy.
Oh.
He really wants to.
Yeah.
Bailey.
Bailey.
He's got a straw again, isn't he?
Yeah,
he is like the.
Yeah, he's like Huckleberry Finn. He's got a little bit of straw.
Yeah.
He's the
good
cleaner.
Boy.
I will clean the pub and he will find things.
You know,
good
you know
boy.
How to guarantee that it'll come up. Michael needs to push me to the floor.
Yeah.
If Michael pushes me to the floor, that'll mean that it will then come up.
What do I have to do?
You need to push me to the floor.
And then bam him.
Push him into the floor.
With your cock.
Unity.
Guess what, Martin? I'm not going to do that.
It's basic animal behaviour.
I realise. I realise. I am basically trying to kill the last white rhino, but I'm not going to do that to this dog.
Yeah. You see, this is how far I'm willing to go to get a dog to go into Michael's lap. Which is basically...
I've got a dog. Do you know what? I've got a dog. Do you know where it spends most of its time? My crotch. Don't really need to be sweating another dog to go, oh, God, have you gone to...
Holy fuck,
Michael
Lake
Center Parks.
This is going to be gold, this one, isn't it?
I didn't even realise we were still...
20 minutes of us calling someone else's dogs.
You know what? I'm going to put this out.
You've got a camera iPad on there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, iPad. No, 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 no.
I'm not looking at two little tail wagging
back. Fuck knows what we've got on this, but I'm going to press stop now. So we can all
what?
No, never
bye
stop
bye.
It. Never bye stop bye. It. Because you know what? We're geniuses.
We're not genius. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, who knows what will happen?
Look at my doublet.
Oh, you've got very...
Okay, who are your in order top 50 dogs?
Top 50 dogs. Number one, my dog Dill, obviously.
Yeah.
But I take that as 50.
Yeah, in 50.
So
what? No, I'm starting
number one.
Best.
At 50.
Best.
50.
Nah,
50.
Nah.
50.
Nah.
50. We all work out 50.
All right, 50.
Lassie's not going to be 50.
The thing is, don't get me wrong, Dill way up in my top 50. Way up. Way up. I mean, properly way up.
Yeah, jerks in
I,
a good
like,
high position.
I actually really love that Dill barks.
Yeah.
I think there's something weird, but if you've got a load of people around recording a podcast and a dog wouldn't go, stop booing. I think
yeah.
It's weird
yeah.
that wouldn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, Phil and Fandango are now legends to the party, but they
yeah.
do. yeah.
There we go. That's where we were heading. Yeah.
Michael and James, what do they say?
What?
Run.
The answer is
Michael might say
Michael might say no basket.
This is the very strangest evening ever.
But
it's good to give people an insight into what
when
an
you how long have you had Dill?
Just come out to 7 years now.
Okay. From a puppy?
He was about a year and a half when we got him.
Oh, okay.
They estimated because
okay.
he was
yeah.
a rescue.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
How did you find
all that? Did you sort of like get into the whole like I'm gonna totally train my dog, or what were you sort of one of the hey whatever happens?
Well, Lisa had a dog before, and that had
Bob.
Yes, Bob the dog, who was a very nice dog, but he
yeah.
died. And then after a sort of decent amount of time, there's a Greyhound and Lurcher rescue place in Halifax near us.
Called Tier Greyhound.
Yes. Yeah, and got him from there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah.
But did you? Okay, but were you into the whole sort of like? I want to train this dog and when I got Jerk,
yeah.
I thought the whole thing about training the dog was actually quite a lot of fun, but it was a fucking pain in the arse. But it was fun. I'm too starry now at Bailey. or did you just sort of go, well, no,
yeah.
you know?
Well, Lisa has been, for a while, has been helping run a dog training class in Manchester.
Oh, okay. Oh.
So,
oh
yeah.
Oh,
so when
amazing.
we got Dill, she took him along there.
Oh, okay.
So,
all right. All right.
So do you do training with Jerk, or have you?
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah,
they,
yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. And when I first got Jerk, we went to puppy training classes.
Yeah.
And they were amazing. Mainly because of Jerk is a total prick. but I'm trying my best to keep the inner prick that is Jerk within. And to be fair, I think that's reciprocated. I think she keeps my inner prick in.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel the need to smash everything to bits because Jerk exists. So,
yeah.
So that's nice. What was brilliant about it was I met a few other people who were insane beyond belief.
Nice.
Like, I realise that calling my dog Jerk is stupid. But people, let's face it, there's a set amount of dog names.
Yeah.
And I thought Jerk was just a funny name, and I way before I met Jerk, I decided that if I was ever going to have a dog, even though I have family dogs and blah blah blah, if I was going to have a dog of my own, it's going to be called Jerk. Anyway, but when I is he all right?
Now looking at the little doggy.
When I sorry, I'm slightly hypnotised by the dog that we're
That's the problem, is expecting coherent conversation when there are dogs in the room.
You see, the problem is I've now made myself a bitch of that dog.
Yeah. It's, you want to see what it's doing to him at the moment.
Yeah. I knew what I was doing.
Oh my god, look at him. He's
that's the annoying thing. I know dogs so well, I can make myself a bitch. The problem is, getting from that being the bitch to being the master is very difficult.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible.
Mouth as big as a fucking fanny.
Karen, the
super
fucking cunt. Oh, we had a visit from her last night.
Oh my god. Oh, it doesn't matter whether it's real or
not. What?
Moody! Karen, Moody!
What was as big as a fanny?
A mouth. Right. Oh. Well, she has pops in loud terms,
so it makes
no fucking
difference. Mate. Mate.
Now, at the point. She's a twat. Now, at the point. Anybody who's in
this is where this is where a dog podcast falls a bit.
Yeah.
But
nothing goes to
place. I
would generally have thought that a fanny as big as a mouth would be more impressive than a mouth as big as a fanny, personally.
I have been mugged several times by like 8 foot tall fannies. But there's so few people talk about the size of huge fannies.
Yeah.
But you know. Hey, belly.
Here we go. He came up.
Oh, belly. No.
Come on.
He's a good boy.
Up you come.
He's a good boy. Yeah.
You see, he's friend of those.
Billy.
You
don't know. Do you want
to
come up?
Come on. Do you want to come? Up you come.
It looks.
Oh.
Yeah. So close. And
yeah.
So bright.
Yeah.
I do believe that the only way to get through to this dog is to lay on your back and keep your legs in the air like a bitch.
Like, you just don't care.
Yeah. It appears to be.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Oh, I've seen the. If that doesn't work. He said male. I've seen the male cop.
Bailey.
Okay.
He said, do you realise you've got on a curfew? He said,
good boy. Bailey.
You put me on a curfew.
Bailey.
You cannot arrest
Bailey.
Me because it's not a court curfew.
Hang on.
Oh, fair enough.
No.
Mike is now holding some
ham in a bowl.
Yes, ham in a bowl.
Ham in a bowl.
Trying to get to Bailey the golden retriever to like him. Most of us have failed tonight. I've laid on my back. I'm kicking my leg in the air.
Oh, look at that.
And that's how they killed one of them.
Two adorable hounds.
What?
What's Jerk like with beer? Yeah.
Gets a little bit sexy and then,
yeah.
and then starts bitching about other dogs.
Yeah. Dill's a big fan of beer, but he does get a bit grumpy.
I don't really know why I'm saying this. Jerk's never had beer.
Yeah.
I floored her when we were kids. I floored her. I knocked her flat out, and what you call came out her.
God, they're so nice.
Yeah.
You know, I I realise Bailey's very nervous, but he's so nice, isn't he?
Both of them. Don't be around.
Because we're closed. When
he
comes down during the day, he's like...
Oh, is he around the bar during the day? Oh, I didn't realise, okay.
Yeah, when it's quiet, he's downstairs, all the regulars know him.
It's up to you, mate, whatever you want.
Hey.
Yeah, when it's quiet, they're downstairs.
Right.
All the regulars are like... They come down and listen.
Yeah.
But that's why this one's so used to people.
Yeah, clearly. Clearly. You are gorgeous. Look at you.
Bailey, look at you.
Oh, God, you're so.
What's this?
It's also really warm.
Yeah.
Not you. Sorry, Bailey, you missed out again. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Not you, you piss head.
Bailey.
Rocco. What's that, Rocco?
You're Bailey.
Rocco.
Yeah, he knows where the fun stuff's at.
You're literally getting a dog pissed.
Only in a very small way.
I hope you're proud of yourself.
Only in a small way.
No, but that is a truth. You say it's an example, but it's a truth.
He's going to chew my little...
You Bailey. Oh. Do you have a dog, Martin?
No. I have had dogs.
Yeah.
As you may be able to tell. Sort of moment, which is essentially just one of
yeah. This is how he died.
Smeared himself in bitter, lay on the floor.
Come on, we're at a comedy festival. We'll all smear himself in bitter.
There you go, you see. Again,
we're going around in a circle. Well,
either way. There was a bitch.
I'm
right. Halfway.
Yeah. That beer's about to drip onto your lap and make it look like you've weed yourself.
Like he has.
Yeah. Make a good cover. The fact that you've weed yourself.
Yeah. If anything, that underlined.
Oh, mate. I'm now covered in beer.
Christ, you're so gorgeous.
I'm covered.
Yes, you. Look at you, you're so lovely. Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
Oh, you're a little sweet, aren't you?
Oh, look at that face. Oh,
I like stuffies.
Oh, no,
they
get a lot of press, don't they?
Yeah.
And look at him. Lovely. That's literally the dog at the campsite, except, like... Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm not kidding. The dog at the campsite is like... Look, I'm an Irishman. I say this with no pride. It's like this dog, but more Irish. It's like... It's
big shoulders, big head.
Yeah, yeah. But genuinely, as I say, genuinely looks like it rolls up its sleeves.
Make it worry all night. Is it a Staffordshire Bull Terrier?
Yeah.
No,
it's exactly this dog. But looks like it honestly knocked the crap out of you. And yet, it's honestly the same temperament. So lovely. And it's just, yeah.
Just keep tapping on that.
They're very, very much about
yeah.
Tapping on the back, is it?
I love that.
Their
you give me a sniff. Oh, I love you to give me a sniff. Give me a sniff. Oh, mate. You are so gorgeous. You are so gorgeous. Goodbye.
Oh,